Hey, this is Don the Idea Guy with another episode of the Big Yellow Sticky Podcast, your companion audio track to the daily yellow sticky notes I post on BigYellowSticky.com. You know, for the last 4 years, in actually 2019 is the beginning of my fifth year, I've been posting a daily thought or inspirational message or a challenge written on a 3x3 yellow post-it note in Sharpie marker, written by hand, by me, and shared with the world. And for the past few years, I've been getting great feedback from the people who visit the website, who pay me a great compliment of saying, hey, you know what? That message hit me at just the right time. How did you know? How did you know to post that today? Because I really needed that. And the short answer is, it's coincidence. I mostly write those notes for myself, but I thought that this year I would try something different and share a little bit of the insight and thought behind what sparked that day's message. So think of this as kind of your director's commentary track for all the posts up at BigYellowSticky.com. Today is episode 18, and it is January 18, 2019. The title of today's sticky is Strategic Stupidity. The message reads, strategic stupidity is very different from blind stupidity. Strategic stupidity is very different from blind stupidity. You know, it's okay to try stupid, quote, unquote, stupid things as long as you go into it with your eyes open and have clear expectations. There is a big difference between blind stupidity and strategic stupidity, and I would argue that only one of the two is really dumb. Blind stupidity is jumping headfirst without knowing how shallow the water is, whether there are sharp rocks beneath the surface, and if a bunch of hungry piranhas are waiting to feast on your carcass. You might also go to YouTube and type the name Leroy Jenkins into the search bar and watch one of the videos that come up. Strategic stupidity is knowing your idea is crazy, but doing the advanced research and self-education to mitigate your risks. For instance, it wasn't stupid for an inventor named Franz Reichelt to want to test his new parachute design in 1912. It also wasn't stupid to want to test it from one of the observation platforms on the Eiffel Tower in Paris, right? You're going to test a parachute. You go to a high spot and you test it. How else are you going to know that it opens up and will allow things to land softly? What was really stupid was deciding to test it personally instead of using a weighted mannequin and leaping to his death wearing what looked like 10 or 20 pounds of fabric that really looked more like drapery or a sleeping bag than a parachute. And as it turns out, as a parachute, it made a really great sleeping bag. Every really new idea sounds stupid to people who are risk-averse and who enjoy the status quo. There's nothing wrong with those people. They're typically pretty intelligent and perhaps even a little more sane than the crazy creative people who openly invite change and look for reasons to blow things up and see what happens. So the next time you have a crazy idea that you love so much you just have to give it a go, do your homework. Do your research. Set your expectations of realistic successes and failures. And then go do something stupid. Thanks for tuning in to this episode of the Big Yellow Sticky Podcast. I'll be back again tomorrow with another episode. If you'd like to receive a daily alert of the that would actually get sent right to your email inbox and would include an image of the sticky note itself and then a link to the latest podcast, just like this one, you can go to BigYellowSticky.com and click on the Get Sticky link. Enter your email address and you'll start receiving your updates tomorrow with the new episode. If you're enjoying these episodes and you like the yellow stickies and you're finding them helpful, if they're making you think or they're making you laugh or you're sharing them with other folks that you think will find value in them, I'd love for you to help support the efforts. You know, we're expanding the content on the website. It does take time and energy and a little bit of money to post these things. And I'd really like to make more things available to the followers and fans of Big Yellow Sticky. So the easiest way to do that is buy me a cup of coffee. Just go to BigYellowSticky.com and click the link that says, buy me a coffee. I will enjoy a nice fancy schmancy cup of caffeinated brew, and it will energize me enough to keep producing those sticky notes every day, which you can continue to enjoy. So if you're enjoying the show, I would love to enjoy a cup of coffee on you. Either way, I hope you'll come back tomorrow and listen to another episode of Big Yellow Sticky. And I'll see you tomorrow. Bye.